Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected honorable listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, we welcome you to this interview segment of our spiritual breakfast. Let's welcome our honorable guest, Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussainsa. The date today is the 26th of Shawwal in South Africa, other portions of the world, the 27th of Shawwal, 1445. Mufti Saab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa zaid khan, jazakallahu khairan.
I see Mufti Saab, he has some news updates for us.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala Rasulil Kareem, amma ba'd. Let's go to the micro and then we go to the macro. All of you, the news team, you should carry all these stories, very, very big stories. Yesterday, Sunday Times and City Press have mentioned in their respective newspapers that Shell will be quitting and leaving South Africa. I wonder what happens to all the Shell filling stations. You know how long they were in South Africa? 122 years, and now they're leaving. And that's just before the elections, you know. So it doesn't send us very positive sign, you know. Second one is this, we're speaking of the micro, meaning South Africa. And you might just check it up, you can just Google it and see that there's a bank, the French bank, you know. Now this French name is a bit difficult. So P-E-S or P-S-E or something like that it is. So they also quitting and leaving South Africa after 12 years. And remember, but they have branches everywhere, it seems, in Africa, Niger and Guinea-Bissau and Burkina Faso. And where. So they're leaving their African, you understand, so branches, you want to call it, and so forth. So now South Africa also, they will leave and quit. Now, all these are bad signs. I mean, we know economists or financial exquisite or something, but as an ordinary man, you know, simple Simon guy in the street, I mean, that much we can make out. It doesn't really, you understand, exude any much confidence in the South African economy or politicians and so forth and so on. So that's the second story. One is Shell and one is, you got it, French bank leaving South Africa. So, huh?
Gee, it's African countries and it says Société Générale.
Yeah, but what is the abbreviation?
SG.
Only SG.
I'll check for others.
Sure. No. It's a long name, man. I just heard it on the news also. So, you might, there's a P also somewhere there. So, anyway, you must remember. So, after 12 years in South Africa and the quitting also, they say that the finances and I don't know what didn't renew their license. There are some big problems going on there. And the third one, which the DA, I told you, Devil's Alliance, is haram to vote for them. So they just want to play. So now in their latest poster and all that, what they did, they got DA there and they got the flag of South Africa and the South African flag is burning, meaning the ANC and EFF, they are having a partnership coalition and they're going to burn this country, meaning destroy this country. And then if you turn it on the other side, so then the DA runs the country and the flag is there nicely and not burning, shining in its glory of South Africa. So they say DA will rescue South Africa, but a big, big backlash for that. You must remember that. Some people say you must charge them for treason and so forth and so on. So I mean, now all that is, now the rhetoric will increase as nearer we come to elections and so forth. As Muslims, whether you vote, don't vote, all that is your personal choice. Remember that both sides, they are senior ulama. Some ulama say vote, some say don't vote, but nobody can tell you it's compulsory to vote. And nobody can tell you if you don't vote, you're going to get a sin. There's no such thing like that. So it's your personal choice. So read Allahumma khirli wakhtarli. So that's our advice to you. Hadith in Tirmidhi. And Ya Allah, that you select the best for me and you choose for me. So that is all the micro. And you should carry. You found something there.
They've got Fitch solution. FS.
No, man. Okay, so this thing there, so 702 got a big story on it. Just, you'll find it there. So, okay, so now let's go to Israel Haaretz newspaper. So, day number 213. Israel begins evacuation of civilian population from parts of Rafah, South Gaza. But they put them there. They told them to see a safe zone. And now they're moving them from there. Now, why all sudden emergency and so forth? Because yesterday, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, that three jutlas were sent straight to hell, their three soldiers, and about 15 of them, 13, 15, whatever, some say 10, some say 13, 15, were wounded, injured. We say Alhamdulillah. We're very happy about that. We're happy that, you must remember, Hamas did that. And if you look at the world, and you see Michigan University, so many universities, they're boycotting, you must remember, they are graduation ceremonies, and they're saying we will stay with the encampment. So the fragrance and the perfume of Palestine is permeating the world. It's a global revolution taking place. The jutlas, male and female, young boys and young girls, shouting free, free Palestina, from the river to the sea. Now this shows exactly what we are saying. It's not people, countries and them controlling the world. Only Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, wa tu'izzu man tashaa, wa tuzillu man tashaa. So now you must remember, they're moving out how many 100,000 people from there, but it's over a million people there. So how do you move them? You must remember, IDF confirms overnight strike deep into Lebanon. Israeli sources tell New York Times, we were made close to deal, but we were made close to a deal, but Netanyahu's comments made Hamas harden their position. You see, and what he said that we will still strike Rafah, whether there's a deal or no deal. So obviously you must blame yourself. Israel starts evacuation of civilian population from parts of Gaza's Rafah. IDF intercepts UAV entering Israeli airspace from the east overnight. Army says it does not present a threat. Now listen to the next one, you know. They escaped the Nazis as children. Now they can't go home because of Hezbollah. If you know Israel, so southern side is Gaza and so forth. On the northern side is Hezbollah, Lebanon and that. So now they have cleared out the jutlas, 200 minimum, 250 quarter million. And their houses are there, their shops are there, but all vacant. And Hizbul Shaitan, the Kufar, so we call them Hizbul Shaitan, the Shias, but they're doing an excellent job. You must remember that. So therefore, you must remember. Another one they got, both Netanyahu and Sinwar need to win. So the Gaza war will carry on. That we can't agree with you, Haaretz. That you say Netanyahu and Sinwar need to win. But Sinwar won already. So you must remember that by your own sources. They're saying this whole thing was a disaster for Israel, locally, nationally, internationally. So therefore, you must remember to say that Sinwar, you must remember, was winning. He won already. He won the hearts of people. And you can see that how you all have been disgraced and so forth. Then the Haaretz editorial, Israel must not shut down Al Jazeera. I thought Israel is the only democracy, but you shut down the media houses, you murder and you kill the journalists. Shirin Abu Aqila, who the West call Abu Akleh, no, Akleh is Aqila. A Christian lady and dual citizenship, Palestinian and American, murdered, premeditated murder by the Israeli Defense Force, IDF diaper force. And what happens? Nothing happens. So that is what they do. They murdered over 100 journalists already, but they speak of democracy and so forth. The only solution, I'm telling you 100 times, that one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. Opinion, Israelis must flood the streets to keep the IDF out of Rafah. You see? So that is what they are saying here and so forth. Let us see if we got any other. Oh yeah, I got one interesting one. I sent it out today. So there's two there. You see, whatever Quran Sharif states, 100% la rayba fi. There's absolutely no doubt in it. See, I sent it out today. Both I sent out on all the groups and on Telegram and so forth. So what we sent out is this. Quran says, chapter 5, verse 82. Let me give you the introduction. The last verse of the six supara, six Jews before the seven Jews. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. You will find that you Muslims, your worst enemies are Yahud, the Jutlas, وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا and the Mushrik idol worshippers, Hindus. We never ever say every Jew, every Hindu, but we definitely will say majority of the Jews and the Hindus. You just have to look at Islam in India and their unholy alliance and so forth among themselves. Today, a newspaper article came and I sent it out to thousands of people. Vote for Modi if you want to destroy the Muslims in India and other parts also. Vote for Modi, meaning the BJP, if you wish to destroy the Muslims. Now, isn't that, you must remember, hate speech? Isn't that a disaster? You're calling for basically like a civil war, that you want to destroy our mosque, you want to destroy our infrastructure, our madrasas, our schools, you want to destroy our hospitals, you want to rape our women, which has happened. Just in a weekend, Pakistan hit, you must remember, that there's another big story, and killed one Indian soldier and injured three or four of them. So now what they are doing, that they say we're bringing in thousands and hundreds of more people, army, and that into Kashmir, Indian-administered Kashmir. So all these things are there. That's one side of the spectrum. Second is this, you will hear three things that Jutlas always do. They always play victim. All their politicians will tell you, now today is what? You must remember, if you look at Arich newspaper, day 213. So 7 months have passed, okay? So October 7th, so count October, November, December, January, February, March, April. So 7 months have passed. You must remember that. So now we are already on the 6th of May today. So it's 7 months. So you must remember that they have passed. Okay? So they will say it's a war that we didn't want. How the hell can you say it's a war you didn't want when you came more than 75 years ago and you stole the land, you stole the country, you stole the water, you stole the mosque, you stole the orchards, you stole almost everything of the Palestinians, and now you even steal their identity. What we mean you steal their identity? You see, in 1897, this whole term gained, you understand, momentum and so forth and so. So they started thinking. You see, Jutlas, Quran says, you must read the book, Al-Yahud fil Quran al-Kareem. The Jews, what things Allah mentions of them. And you will see it repeating itself always. You must say, At-tariq yu'idu nafsahu. History keep on repeating itself. You must remember that. Okay. So, what happened is, you studied the Quran Sharif, the Torah, the Injil, the Old Testament, New Testament, whatever you want to call it. You will find that we say Noah and his sons, you must remember. So, Allah Ta'ala saved them, all that. So, after the floods, after the deluge and them, they went in different directions. So, Sam, Sin, Alif, Mim, he went to the Middle East. So is he, his children, all that. Therefore, you call Semitic languages. Arabic, Hebrew, Yiddish, Syriac, all these things there. You see? So Semite means Palestine, Jordan, Lebanon, Syria, all these countries there. You see? One is Sham-e-Saghir, Syria. One is Sham-e-Kabir, the Levant and all that. Okay. So that is Semitic languages. Then you go, you must remember, to Ham and you go to Yafith. So one went to settle there in Africa, dark looking and all that. One want to settle that side there, European countries or whatever you want to say, Scandinavian country, whatever. So it was very fair like that. So that is how they multiplied and there was, you understand, an exponential growth and so forth in the population and all that happened, okay. So now, if you look at the term anti-Semite, the most it will apply to who? That if you really look at the phonological history of it, to Palestinians. If you say you're anti-Semite, it means you are anti-Palestinian. But the Jutlas, because they know the Arabs and the Muslims are half asleep in that, you understand? They will wake up after all the damage is done. They stole this identity and they made it exclusive for themselves. That we say one settler, one bullet, they'll tell you it's anti-Semite. Netanyahu says all these protests and all that in United States campuses and universities is anti-Semite. We say go to hell with that. First of all, in your cabinet, in your government, show me how many of you are from the Middle East. 80-90% of you are from where? From Europe. You must remember that. Go look at Netanyahu. He's not from the Middle East. From Lithuania or Poland or somewhere that side there. And so forth. And you look at all the others. Ben Gurion, Smot, all haramis, all terrorists, murderers. You must remember that. So the second one they use is Holocaust. 6 million. Big lie. 6 million was Hitler what he did. In 2 years, he arranged jobs for 2 million. He arranged jobs in two years for 6 million people. A miracle if you look at it even in today's time. It's not that we're saying Hitler is going to Jannat or something. We all know every non-Muslim goes to Jahannam. The Quran is clear. But why they have done that, you must remember, so they can score points on it. Otherwise, if you look at the Holocaust in Palestine for 75 years, so what is that? So you must remember that. 40,000 people died now in the past 7 months and murdered and martyred by the Israelis. 100,000 plus injured and so forth. Now still going worse. You took the people out from the north, put them in the south. Now you say, no, move out from here. We want to have, and you understand, limited, you know, they're masters in words, you see, a limited invasion of Rafah. You see? So they will murder and kill innocent people, men, women and children, and say, no, this is collateral damage. So all this they can do. Why? Because Big Brother is there with them, Uncle Sam is there with them, and that is America, that the whole world knows who the world criminals are, war criminals are, who's engaging in ethnic cleansing, who's engaging in crimes against humanity. The whole world knows. But America is there with them. All the others, remember, basically have left them. In this sense, they won't stand so much for them. So, and they speak against them sometimes, you understood. So every crime you can think of they have committed in the past 7 months, you know, the murder of babies and children and women and starvation. And United Nations say that famine is full-blown already in northern parts of Gaza and so forth. So that is it, what we have to do. We must do, every Muslim must do, every person of justice and conscience must do the following, that whatever we can do to harm the interests of Israel, to harm the interests of Americans, we never ever say, just take a gun and start shooting any American or any Jew, or we never ever say that. We say, hit their pockets, you must remember that. So you got doing business with a jutla. You know directly, indirectly, 90% of them, 85%, 80%, would support Israel. So the question, why must you do business with him? Can't you look for somebody else? وَمَيْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ Surah 65, chapter on talaq, divorce. So Allah wants to now unite the families. Jorna, not torna. People think if I don't do that haram, then how will I get risk and sustenance? So Allah is giving us the divine prescription. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهُ Whosoever fears Allah, fulfills the do's, abstains from the don'ts, يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا Allah will make an exit route for him. Allah will make a way out for him. The perks, the wages, whatever you think you will lose, وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ And remember, Allah will give you resustenance from such avenues you never expect. I'm asking you, Maulana Zahid, you don't have to be a rocket scientist, I don't have to be a rocket any person who got even limited IQ, average IQ, if you ask, show me one Arab country, show me one Muslim country, show me how many other countries, 193 countries, United Nations. If you take 180 countries, who could stand up to Israel for 7 months? Who? None of them.
No one.
Huh? These guys are not only standing up to them, they're taking them on. And they're dispatching their soldiers, men and women, straight to Jahannam and the hellfire. Injuring them, they will never come back again. So, and from where they're getting the arms? From where they're getting the ammunition? They don't have one helicopter. They don't have one plane. And you are armed to the teeth. 70 countries plus are helping Israel. And so, and yet you can't defeat them. Taliban, our Mujahideen. Yesterday our brothers came from Afghanistan, mashallah, one of them. I'll speak about it too to Appas too in the report back. Brother Habibullah, he spoke about, I said, Afghanistan. Then after that, I was sitting with them there and I asked them several questions. So the thing here is this, they took on 48, 50 countries plus minus and defeated them. So that is what you call Quwwat-e-Imani. If you read in the weekend now, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I sent out something. You must Google it, you will find it. Israel, 250 to 200. This is violence of Jew on Jew. So 250, 260 women, Jutlis, Jewess, are either raped or either harassed or either intimidated by their superiors, by their bosses, by the police, by the IDF, in the kibbutz or wherever else. Now imagine such a community where rape is like the norm now, an accepted thing, understood and so forth. And that is your statistics. You must remember this time. It's not we take from our thumb and so forth and so on. So these are people whose DNA is destruction. You must remember, yufsiduna fil ard, Quran says. They want to cause mischief, mayhem on this earth. And therefore, Almighty Allah has cursed them repeatedly. The only nation Allah has given them these titles. Donkey, monkey, swine, pig, all these things. Surah 62, verse 5, كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارًا. Allah Ta'ala speaks, you must remember, of that يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارًا, that they are like donkeys. And you must remember, they pick up encyclopedias and so forth and so on. So that donkey is mentioned. In chapter 5, verse number 60, Surah Ma'idah, verse 60, Almighty Allah states, وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ, that Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala, made them like swines and physically. This is not some allegorical and figurative meaning. Physically, literally, Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala, transformed them into swines and so forth. You see, and monkeys. So that is there. If you look another place, already we got donkeys, we got monkeys, we got swines, all that there. Then you see another place in the Quran, فَمَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ الْكَلْبِ. This is also for them. They're like dogs. Quran is saying that. Go open Surah 7, chapter 7, Surah A'raf, verse 176. Verse 176. And Allah says, فَقَصُصِ الْقَصَصَ. You must read and repeat and rehearse and tell people about all these anecdotes and all these incidents and events. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. So that they wonder and ponder and reflect over it. You see? What happened? That is what they do, APAC and the Jutlas do with the American politicians. I call them, politicians the prostitutes. You understand? Double P, you see? Prostitutes, politicians, politician, prostitutes. You must remember that. How a woman sells a body, they sold their soul. So these people in time of Nabi Musa alayhi salam came, they came to like a pious person, you know, so-called. You know, you get buzruk and you get bushkuruks, you see? So the guy was like a bushkuruk. So, but he played like his pious. And they told him, make this dua, make this dua. He said, go. Then they offered him money, they offered him dust. Slowly, they melted him down. And then he started making dua against Nabi Musa alayhi salam. Chutla, you understand? He was sent to them. Then his tongue used to hang. Punishment in this world. And from Mathaluhu, Kamathalil Kalb. See, I read for you just one verse. So chapter 7, verse 176. Walu shi'na. If we really decreed and wanted, لَرَفَعْنَاهُ biha, we should have elevated, you must remember, his rank and status and everything. That is provided that he stuck to the ayat and the verses and true teachings. But for money, aurat or dawlat ne ummat ko barbaad and tabah kar di. Women and money have destroyed the ummah. Allah protect us. وَلَكِنَّهُ أَخْلَدَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. But now he went lower and lower to the land and earth, meaning to the glitter, glamour, وَالتَّبَ أَهْوَى. He followed his base desires. فَمَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ الْكَلْبِ. Like a dog. So if a nation, a person is called a donkey, is called a dog, is called a monkey, and is called a swine, and all this exclusively for the Jews, is it right then? 100% right. That Zelensky of Ukraine say we are the chosen people. So this morning I said 100% you are chosen, but chosen for hell. That's where you are going, and you will khalidan mukhalladan fiha abada. You will stay there forever and ever in Jahannam and the hellfire. Allah Jalla wa'ala protect us. Ji, give all the news, inshallah.
Ji, I found that bank, BNP Paribas.
Yeah, that's what's the name?
Paribas.
No. The abbreviations. B?
BNP.
BNP.
Ji.
Yeah, that's the one. 12 years in South Africa, now they're quitting.
Ji. Yeah,
all right.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.